أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة. صلوات من الله. This is the third in the series of three celebrations that we had during the month of Sha'ban. And it's interesting to see the sequence of the anniversaries. It begins with the Sayyid al-Shuhada, and then with the Alamdar of Karbala, and then we conclude this jashan and celebration with the Imam who had to carry on the torch after the events of Karbala. These three personalities are very well connected to one another, not only in the historical perspective, but if you see the events of Karbala and the stand that Hussein ibn Ali took, it actually finalized this issue of the survival of the Shia community. Because those who wanted to eliminate this group realized that they could have not done anything more than what they did in Karbala. And yet the mazhab continued, and Allah protected the family of the Prophet that the line will continue. And after that, basically we see that the time came where the fourth Imam now takes on the responsibility of educating the community about the fundamentals. One of the ways that we know is through his du'as. Saif al-Sajjadiyah is very famous, but then there are other literature also which has been left by him. One is Risalatul Huquq, the Charter of Rights. And also when we look at the many other hadith on this issue which have come from the Imam. What I would like to do tonight is just briefly talk about one aspect of the du'as of the Imam. And this has to do with the issue of wasila. We believe in Imam Hussein and Imam Zainul Abidin as the Imams. We believe in Abbas as a very important personality who actually submerged his entire life to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as manifested in the will of the Imam of the time. They are worthy of our consideration as far as wasila is concerned. This concept of wasila, you know, looking for those who can intercede on our behalf for our du'as with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a concept which is accepted not only by the Shias, but also the common Sunnis as well as the Sufis. They believe that Rasul and Ali Rasul and many others who are considered to be the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Hazrat Abbas, because of their status, you know, they have the ability to become our wasila. We don't worship them. This is where the Wahhabis don't understand this phenomenon. We do not worship them. We consider them to be the wasila. Wasila means we seek their good word with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for fulfillment of our wishes and our du'as. That they help us. They are not partners of Allah. In this process of shafa'at and wasila, the wasila and the shafi becomes our partner. There is no partnership in divinity and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat upon the Ikbarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran talks about it. In Surah Maidah 35, where he says, "O you who believe, ittaqullah, you know, fear displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wabtaghu ilayhi liwasila, and seek wasila towards him." And a wasila basically means, you know, the intercessor, somebody who will in between, not in the act of worship, but for fulfillment of our du'as. When you bring this ayat and many other ayat, for example, there are two very clear ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Prophet being the wasila for those who committed sins. Allah says, go to Muhammad, ask him to do dua for you. It's amazing. He doesn't say, you pray to me directly. You know, you have a direct line with me. No, he says, go to Muhammad, ask him to pray for your forgiveness, and you will find me to be Tawwab and Rahim, you know, forgiving and merciful. And when you present this ayat to the Wahhabis, they say, well, we believe in Rasulullah as the wasila as long as he was alive. They also say on the day of Qiyamah, he will become our Shafi and wasila. But now that he is dead, he can't do anything. That's now another discussion where we say, well, you know, the shuhada of Islam, according to Quran, are alive. And you are saying that they have that privilege to be alive even after shahadat, but Rasulullah is dead, he can't do anything. This is where they don't understand the spiritual, you know, superiority and position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have talked about this concept in detail previously, but let me just, you know, go to one example from Surah Luqman. A very simple example of wasila. Sometimes we think wasila is a very, you know, out of the world issue. No. In Surah Luqman, ayat number 14, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us. And he says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. The first advice there, he says, we have enjoined to the human being regarding their parents, that you have to be kind, you know, to your parents. And then, as if in brackets, you know, he singles out the mother out of the parents to emphasize her sacrifice and her right on the children. And he says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَحْنًا عَلَى وَحْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. That remember that the mother carried, you know, the child in the womb with difficulties, and then even fed him or her for 2 years, you know, the nursing period. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singles out the sacrifice of the mother, and this is where I say, even some of the ahadith that we have from the Prophet on this issue, when a person asked him, if I have to do good to somebody, whom should I do good to? And the Prophet says, your mother. So then he says, who after her? He says, your mother. Then the third time, again, Rasulullah says, your mother. It's only the fourth time that he says, your father. You know, somebody put it very, very well. He said, you know, the gold and silver and bronze was given to the mother. The father only gets the consolation prize. You know, and this is where we see that mother has been singled out as far as kindness you know, respect is concerned. And this is where I would like to, before I continue this ayat, as far as the issue of wasila is concerned, an example from the life of Imam Zainul Abidin, alayhi salatu wasalam. We know that he was son of Hussein, and the mother was Shahrbanu, who was the princess of Iran. However, she died during the birth or soon after the birth of the Imam. So she was not in Karbala. All the stories that people talk about, that also somehow she got a, you know, extraordinary or mythical horse and left Karbala, went to Iran. There is even a mountain near Shahrarey where they say she was there. You know, these are all, there's no evidence for that at all. So Shahrbanu was not there in Karbala. Most probably, according to the historical, you know, narrations, it seems that she died whenever Imam was very young. And she was he was basically raised by one of the Kanis, slaves of the Imam, whom he used to call as mother. She was not the real mother, but because of that attachment, and she raised him, Imam used to treat her like his own mother. When he grew up, some of the members of the family or some of the companions who were close to the Imam, they noticed that whenever it's the meal time, he would avoid sitting with the lady whom he called his own mother. Now, you know, in Arabs, even now, the custom is when you have this family meal, you don't have individual plates. It's a tray. And everybody, it's from that big tray. And Imam said, the reason why I don't sit with my mother, because I don't want to pick a morsel from that tray on which the eyes of the mother had already fixed first. You know, that much of, concern and respect for the wishes of the mother was not really a real mother. And this is where we have to realize that when we talk about the issue of the parents, taking care of them, especially when they are old, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this, very strongly in Quran, different verses. So in this ayat, he says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, that we have enjoined people about their parents. Then he talks about the mother. And then what? Then he says, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. Then he says, I enjoin you to thank me and to thank your parents. Look at the wordings. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي. Allah says, I would like you to thank me, be grateful to me, وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, and be grateful to your parents. What is going on there? When we were in the womb of the mother, Allah was the provider. Allah is the raziq. But it came through the wasila of the mother. When we were born, for a time, it is again the mother who is providing the nutrition for us. The rizq is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the raziq. But he doesn't send the rizq to us directly. It comes through the mother. And then later on, even father becomes part of this process where he provides for the children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that although I am the provider, raziq is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he says, أَنِشْكُرُ لِي, thank me, but not only me. وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, and also thank your parents who were the wasila for my rizq and sustenance which reached to you. Salawat pranik barah. Those who become afraid, oh, maybe you are putting Allah on the same level as the wasila, but here this is what Allah is doing himself. At least on this demand of being grateful and to thank, he says, أَنُشْكُرُ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, thank me as well as thank your parents. Salawat pranay akbar. And so this concept of tawassul that we have, it's not something that we had to really worry about. But time and again, we get these statements from people, even from within the community sometimes, where we are told that, when you do tawassul, you should only pray to Allah, do dua only to Allah. There is no need for the wasila, because this is shirk. Using the words that Wahhabis used against us. Sometimes we hear, you want to say, Ya Ali, say it privately, don't say it publicly. So saying it privately is tawheed. Saying that publicly is shirk. You just think about what people are saying. When we say Ya Ali, it doesn't mean he is God and he is the provider. No. Yes, he can become the wasila in between. Allah, chose these individuals to become the wasila for our ni'mat. There is actually a statement from Amir al-Mu'mineen in his letter to Muawiyah where he says, don't try to compare us with others. Because Allah's blessing comes to us directly, where Allah's blessing goes to others through us. Salawat pranayak barah. Sometimes we are told, look at him, Imam Sajjad. You have the entire, you know, very thick book known as Sahifa Sajjadiyya. You know, he's only asking us to just ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if there is no tawassul in Sahifa Sajjadiyya and the du'as of the Imam. And this is where I want to tonight, you know, just present you two, three examples from Sahifa Sajjadiyya and other du'as of the Imam. In Sahifa Sajjadiyya, there are two parts. The main part has the major du'as. Then they are kind of a supplement to the actual book. The 13th du'a is very interesting. The title of that du'a is Fi Talab al-Hawa'ij ilallah. Means this is a du'a for seeking our needs or wishes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Du'a number 13. And all these du'as have, you know, sentences or passages, and they are numbered in the books that we have. If you go to the last one, the 25th passage of this du'a number 13, the last two passages, it's very interesting, where Imam says, وَصَلِّ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ صَلَوَاتْ بَرَنَيْكْ بَرَعَالِ. صلاة دائمة نائمة لا انقطاع لأبدها ولا منتهى لأمدها. Anyone who is familiar with Sahifa Sajjadiyya, you would know that Salawat on Muhammad is a very recurring theme in the du'as of the fourth Imam. It begins with that, ends with that, and even in between, there are many, many points where he will say, now do the Salawat. Here it's very interesting. After saying the salawat, that Allah shower your blessings on Muhammad and his family, and he says, salatan da'imatan namiya, a salawat which will be perpetual, wouldn't end from the beginning to the end. Waj'al dhalika aunan li wa sababan li nijahi talabati. And Allah, make this salawat a help for me and a cause for granting my request. Even this salawat itself, Imam is saying that, oh Allah, make this salawat a way of helping me in fulfilling my hajat that I'm asking from you. If this is not a wasila, then what is it? Innaka wasi'un kareem. And then the dua continues, wa min hajati ya rabbi. And oh my Lord, my hajat that I have with you, then it says kada wa kada, which means now you will have to improvise your own specific, you know, wish or desire that you have. So you have to say it in your own words. And then it says, after mentioning your wish and your desire, then go into sajda and continue the dua. And what is the dua? Fadluka anasani, O Allah, your bounty has comforted me to talk to you. Wa ihsanuka dallani, and your beneficence has shown me the way. Shown me the way to do what? How to ask from you. Because then it says, fa as'aluka bika, O Allah, I ask you in your own name. Wa bi Muhammadin wa alihi. Not only in your name, but by Muhammad and his family. Salawat. I ask you, an la turaddani khaiban, that you do not send me back with a disappointment. Fulfill my wish and my hajat. This is where we see that Muhammad and Ali Muhammad are being included there when we are asking our hajat. And this is the meaning of wasila. You know, through them, through their name, that we ask, we plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat barak barar. There is another dua for the month of Ramadan when you do the sahar. and there, this is from Abu Hamza Thumali, a very prominent sahabi. I'll talk about him later on, where the wordings there in that dua, Allahumma bidhimmat al-Islam atawassalu ilayka wa bihurmat al-Qur'an a'tamidu alayka Wallah, by the protective covenant of Islam between me and you, I seek mediation with you. And by the sacredness of the Quran, I rely on you. Wa bi hubbin nabi. And by the love of the Prophet, arju zulfa ilayk. I seek to get closer to you. And there also, bi hubbin nabi is explained in further. بحب النبي الأمي القرشي الحاشمي العربي التحامي المكي المدني أرجو الظلفة لديك. So this love for the Prophet also is being used as a way of, you know, seeking the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he will see that this supplicant is talking about the love that he has for Rasulullah, Allah becomes more willing to fulfill the wishes and the hajat. Salawat parne ek par aur. There is another dua for the Thursday dua from Saif al-Sajjadiyah. This is also in Mafatih al-Jinan. If you write in the beginning after the daily prayers duas, you have the duas for each day separately. And for Thursday, you will see again very similar words like the dua which was for the sahar of the month of Ramadan. But let me now, as I said, you know, this is weekdays and I won't like to keep it brief, just like the last two nights. Let me end with a story from Abu Hamza Thumali. Abu Hamza Thumali was a very close companion of the fourth Imam. His status among the companions of Imam Zainul Abideen was like the position of Salman to Rasulullah. This is how the Imams actually talk about him. And he was very close to the Imam. Risalatul Huquq, one of the booklets of the Imam, known as Risalatul Huquq, the Charter of Rights, actually has come to us through him. Abu Hamza Thumali was the narrator. And he was among those who actually had the habit of sitting down with the writing material, and whenever Imam will give a sermon or say something, he would actually record this. There is a very interesting story about him, quoted by Ibn Taus in Muhajjud Du'awat. Ibn Taus is a scholar very well known for his interest in du'as and ziyarat. He has many, many books, you know, small ones, extended ones, and he actually had special interest in this theme. And this is a narration that he has from Abu Hamza. He says, one day, in kasrat yadu ibni marratan. Once he says, you know, my son, his hand basically broke. There was a fracture. Fa'ataytu bihi Yahya bin Abdullah al-Mujabbir. He says, I went to Yahya bin Abdullah, who is the Mujabbir. Mujabbir, you know, those days, the people who do the bone setters. We have a fancy name these days, orthopedic. You know, so it's the same thing. You know, they basically, whenever there's fracture or, the bone has been misplaced, they would fix it. So he says, I took my son to him, فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ. And this fellow looked at his hand, and he said, أَرَى كَثْرًا قَبِيحًا. He says, I can see that there is a major fracture inside. So it was not visible, but it was inside. And so he went in to bring the bandage and the splint, basically to bandage it in such a way that it will gradually heal. Abu Hamza Somali says when Yahya bin Abdullah went inside his house to bring the material to bandage my son, I remember at that time that Imam Ali ibn Hussein had taught me a dua. So he says, immediately I, you know, got hold of the hand of my son, and I recited that dua. And after reciting that dua, I basically passed my hand on it, where there was this fracture. He says, فَاسْتَوَلْ كَسْرُ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. This is not even the masoom or the imam. Abu Hamza Thumari, reciting the dua taught by Imam Zainul Abidin for the fracture of his son's hand, and it was healed, bi-ithnillah, by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, by the time Yahya bin Abdullah came out, he looked at his hand, he says, you know, or maybe I'm holding the wrong hand. So he said, show me the other one. And he looked at the other one, he says, I don't see anything here, although I'm sure there was a major fracture. And this is where, Abu Hamza Somali says, you know, how did this happen? And when he talked about the dua, he says, he was not among those who were Shia. So he says, فَمَا هَذَا أَمَا إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِعَجَبٍ مِّن سَحْرِكُمْ مَعَاشِرَ الشِّيَا. You Shias are known to do magics. So maybe this is your trick that you've done. And Abu Hamza Somali didn't like this, got very offended. He says, you know, basically did baddua for him. And he says, Laysa hadha bisahrin. This is not magic. Rather, I remembered the dua that I heard from my master Ali ibn Hussein Zain al-Abidin. So I recited that dua on this hand of my son, and he was healed by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now this fellow, Yahya bin Abdullah, says, Allimnihi, can you share that dua with me? And he said, after the words you said about us, I'm not going to teach you this dua. You know, he refused. He was angry at that time. But there was somebody else by the name of Hamran bin Ayan, one of the, there were three brothers actually, close companions of the fifth and sixth Imam. So it seems this is the later days. So Hamran says to Abu Hamza Thumali, you know, we ask you in the name of Allah, you know, share at least with us. And he says, okay, as far as you are concerned, you know, I will share with you. Bring your writing material. I will tell you, dictate to you, and you write it down. The dua is kind of lengthy, not for tonight to recite the whole thing, but I'll just give you a couple of passages from the very beginning. Salawat Manik Barar. Where the Imam basically is saying, first address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya Hayyu qabla kulli Hayy. Hayy means the all, living God. Ya Hayyu qabla kulli Hayy, the one who was alive before anything else was alive. Ya Hayyu ba'da kulli Hayy, the one who will be alive when everything perishes. Ya Hayyu ma'a kulli Hayy, the one who is alive with every living thing. Ya Hayyu hina la Hayy, the one who was alive even when there was nothing there. Ya Hayyu yabqa wa yanfa kulli shay, kulli Hayy, the one who is everlasting when every living thing will perish. La ilaha illa anta, ya Hayyu, ya Kareem, ya Muhyi al-Mawta, ya Qa'imu ala kulli nafsin bima kasabat. After this preamble where you address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the Imam is saying, now you pray to Allah. And this is where tawassul comes in. Inni atawajjuhu ilayka. Remember the words of dua tawassul? People even question that it's authentic or not. Sometimes you don't need a sanad. Just look at the wordings. If the wordings are similar to what has come in the ahadith for the Imams, it is sufficient for us. This is where the Imam says, say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إني أتوجه إليك وأتوصل إليك وأتقرب إليك. والله, I am basically, you know, talking to you. And I seek, intercession with you. And I want to get close to you. بجودك وكرمك, because on the basis of your generosity, ورحمتك and your mercy, التي وصيت كل شيء, which covers the whole universe. وَأَتَوَجَّهُ إِلَيْكَ, and I am, you know, addressing you. وَأَتَوَسَّلُ إِلَيْكَ, and I am seeking the wasila and intercession with you by the حُرْمَةِ حَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَبِحُرْمَةِ الْإِسْلَامِ. with the, you know, sacredness of the Quran and Islam and the shahadat an la ilaha illa anta wahdaka la sharika lah wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Salawat upon the Prophet. And then he says, say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, atawajjuhu ilayka wa tawassul ilayka wa astashfi'u ilayka بنبيك نبي الرحمة محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. That Allah, I approach you and, you know, seek intercession with you and shafa'at with you through your Nabi, the Prophet of Mercy, Muhammad. وبأمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب. Through the Prophet, through Amir al-Mu'mineen, wa Fatimah al-Zahra, wa Hassan wa Hussein, abdayka wa aminayka wa hujjaytayka wa hujjatayka ala al-khalq ajma'een, and his, the two sons who were your hujjat on the people, wa bi Ali ibn al-Hussein Zain al-Abideen, Nur al-Zahideen, waris ilm al-Nabiyyin wal-Mursaleen, Imam al-Khashayin, Wali al-Mu'mineen, wal-Qaim fi khalqika ajma'in. And then going on, seeking the wasila of the other Imams. Some of them have not yet come to this dunya. Wa baqir ilm al-Awwaleen wal-Akhireen, wa dalil ala amr al-Nabiyyin wal-Mursaleen, وَجَعْفَرَ مِنْ مُحَمَّدَ الصَّادِقِ مِنْ أَوْلَادِ النَّبِيِّينَ. I'm just bypassing some of the sentence here to make it brief. وَمُوسَى بِنْ جَعْفَرَ الْعَبْدِ الصَّالِحِ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَلِسَانِكَ فِي خَلْقِكَ أَجْمَعِينَ وَبِعَلِيِّ بْنِ مُوسَى الرِّضَى الْمُرْتَضَى الزَّكِيِّ الْمُصْطَفَى الْمَخْصُوصِ بِكَرَامَتِكَ وَبِمُحَمَّدْ بِنْ عَلِيِّ الرَّشِيدِ الْقَائِمِ بِأَمْرِكَ النَّاطِقِ بِحُكْمِكَ وبعلي بن محمد السراج المنير والركن الوثيق وبالحسن بن علي عبدك وبليك وخليفتك المعدي عنك في خلقك وبحق خلف الأئمة الماضيين والإمام الزكي الهادي المهدي. صلوات. So we see in this dua that Imam Zainul Abidin is talking about the tawassul that he taught to Abu Hamza Thumali with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad Ajma'in, all of them. And then the dua goes on. Allahumma fasalli alayhim wa la man ittaba'uhum wa salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. You know, after the salawat on Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, you know, the dua goes on that we follow them, we are among those who love them, and we stay away from the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt. And then it goes on to a point where the person is now confessing that, oh Allah, I have this problem. You know, I don't have the means of dealing with it, and I seek your blessing and your mercy and your shafa for this specific hajat that I have. Salawat. This is in Muhajjud Du'awat of Ibn Tawus. I'm not sure whether the book is available in English or not, but this is where we see one example that the concept of wasila and seeking our hajat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Muhammad and Ali Muhammad is part of the seerah of Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salatu wassalam. Salawat. بہت ہی مختصر چونکہ ہم نے وسیلہ کے عنوان سے بات شروع کی تھی. امام شافعی کا نام آپ نے سنا ہے. اہل سنت والجماعت کے فقہی مذاہب میں چار مذاہب ہیں, اس میں سے جو شافعی مذہب کے بانی ہیں ان کا نام ہے امام شافعی. ان کا ایک دیوان ہے, کلیکشن آف ہز پوئٹری وچ ایون بینگ پبلش ایون ناؤ, اور ابھی بھی پریزنٹ ورژن میں بھی آپ اگر دیکھیں تو اس میں کہیں کہیں اہل بیت کے فضائل بھی ہیں پوئٹری فارم میں. اور اس میں دو شعر جو ہیں بہت اہم ہیں, جو ریلیونٹ ہیں ہمارے اس تھیم سے, اسی پہ ہم ختم کرنا چاہیں گے. کہ امام شافعی کا کہنا ہے, آل النبی ذریعتی, Zari'a, yani the means to reach to a goal. Ali Nabi Zari'ati, Prophet's family is my link. Wahumu ilayhi wasilati, and they are indeed my wasila to him. Arjubihi u'ta ghadan, through them I hope that tomorrow I'll be given. Biyadil yameen sahifati, my name amal and my scroll of deeds will be given to me in the right hand through them. Salawat padne ek para. And so when we have, you know, people like Imam Shafi talking about the Ahlul Bayt as the Zariya and Wasila, especially for the day of Qiyamah, there shouldn't be any hesitation from any Shia when we talk about considering Muhammad and Ali Muhammad to be our Wasila and our Zariya. خداوند عالم کی بارگاہ سے دعا ہے خداوند اس قلعے بار قبول فرما ہمارے گناہوں کو بخش دے ہماری توفیقات میں اضافہ فرما خداوند ہمیں صحیح معنوں میں ان لوگوں میں سے قرار دے جو محمد آل محمد کے اس مذہب اور دین پر چل رہے ہیں خداوند نسل جدید کو ان تمام انحرافات سے محفوظ رکھ جہاں جہاں شیعان علی ہیں ان کو اپنے حفظ امان میں رکھ خصوصاً ایران میں جو حضرات سیل کی وجہ سے پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانی کو رفع فرما امام کے ظہور میں تعجل فرما ربنا تقبل منا انت السميع العليم